Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The fact that many of the plants that we grow as ornamentals are considered poisonous is a topic that horticulturists don't often discuss. After all, cases of people eating poisonous plants are relatively rare, and there's no need to cause the public undue alarm. However, there is a need for people, particularly those with children and pets, to be aware that poisonous plants do exist in our landscapes and inside our homes, and how to deal with the situation. A surprising number of indoor and outdoor ornamental plants are considered poisonous. Indoor plants such as Diefenbachia, Chinese evergreen, pothos ivy, English ivy, florist azaleas, and philodendrons are common in many homes. In the landscape, popular plants such as amaryllis, angel's trumpet, azalea, caladium, elephant ear, irises, lantana, oleander, privet, and wisteria are at least some of the plants that possess one or more poisonous parts, and these are just a few examples. Here are some safety measures to prevent problems with poisonous plants. Never leave young children unsupervised outdoors. Be especially careful when children are around colorful flowers, berries, or mushrooms. As soon as they're able to understand, teach children to never, under any circumstances, chew on or eat any part of an indoor plant, plants in the landscape, or wild plants. Teach children to recognize poison ivy and to stay away from coming into contact with it. Do not make medical preparations from plants for yourself, and particularly never for your children. Don't believe old sayings about eating unknown plants if you're lost in the woods. What birds and other animals eat is not necessarily harmless to people. There is no safe, simple test for poisonous plants, and cooking does not always destroy the poison. Do not grow poisonous houseplants if you have young children indoors. At least make sure these plants are not accessible to the children. It would be better to stick to non-toxic indoor plants if you do have young children. Always store seeds and bulbs for your garden in a safe, inaccessible place where young children cannot find them. The bulbs of some plants are poisonous. Do not eat unusual parts of familiar edible plants. While the tubers, for example, of potatoes, the fruit of eggplants, tomatoes, and peppers are all edible, the foliage and green tissues of these plants contain toxic alkaloids that might make you sick if you consume them in sufficient quantities. So again, don't eat unusual parts of vegetables out of your garden. In case of poisoning or suspected poisoning, you can call your family physician immediately. Be prepared to tell him or her the name of the plant eaten, or take the patient along with a piece of the plant eaten to the emergency room of the nearest hospital. Most adult poisonings involve the eating of wild mushrooms, and you should never be tempted to eat wild mushrooms unless you know exactly what you're doing. In most cases among children, involve the very young. Common sense, caution, and educating children are the best ways of preventing problems with poisonous plants. When it comes to pets, I do want to give you one precaution. The seeds of sago palms are highly toxic to dogs, so if you do have sago palms that make seeds, always collect them and don't let your dogs eat them. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.